This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Computer security experts around the world are racing to patch one of the worst software vulnerabilities discovered in years. The critical flaw is in an open-source utility widely used by government and industry. Experts say it's already being exploited, and the fallout will not be known for several days, until millions of servers have the Java language code installed. It is used by Apache servers to log user activity. Cybersecurity experts say users of the online game Minecraft have already exploited it to breach other users by pasting a short message into a chat box. A British appellate court has opened the door for WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange to be extradited to the United States. The High Court in London on Friday overturned a lower court that found Assange's mental health was too fragile to withstand incarceration in America. A judge earlier this year refused a U.S. request to extradite Assange to face spying charges over WikiLeaks' publication of secret militant documents a decade ago. The judge said Assange was likely to kill himself if held under harsh U.S. prison conditions. The appellate court ruled Friday that U.S. assurances were enough to guarantee Assange would be treated humanely. Prosecutors at the trial of Ghislaine Maxwell have completed prosecuting and presenting their case against the British socialite accused of sexually abusing teenage girls with her late companion, financier Jeffrey Epstein. Earlier Friday, key accuser Annie Farmer testified that Maxwell and Epstein forced themselves on her during a 1996 visit to Epstein's sprawling New Mexico ranch when she was just 16 years old. This is VOA News. The U.S. Supreme Court on Friday left in place Texas' ban on most abortions, offering only a glimmer of daylight for clinics in the state to challenge the nation's most restrictive abortion law. The decision, a little more than a week after the court signaled it would roll back abortion rights and possibly overturn its landmark Roe v. Wade decision, was greeted with dismay by abortion rights supporters, by praise by opponents. Five conservative justices, including three appointed by former U.S. President Donald Trump, formed a majority to limit who can be sued by the clinics, a result that both sides said properly or probably will prevent federal courts from effectively blocking the law. The United Nations is urging concerted action by member states to reduce the tragic death toll of migrants around the world. Dozens were killed in Mexico when a crowded truck overturned on Thursday night, and the International Organization for Migrants said in a statement released Friday, at least 54 reportedly Central American migrants died, more than 100 were injured, the single deadliest incident for migrants in Mexico since at least 2014. And survivors of that horrific truck crash in Mexico that killed 55 migrants and injured more than 100 recounted from their hospital beds how their location inside the truck determined who lived and who died. Those unlucky enough to be riding jammed against the fragile walls of the freight container almost certainly died, survivors said. Those in the middle of the packed group survived, cushioned by their fellow migrants as the container flipped onto the road. The migrant who did not want to give his name because he did not have proper documents in Mexico described a gruesome scene of screaming and blood in the moments after the truck crashed into the base of a steel pedestrian bridge Thursday evening. He said about 250 migrants were on board at the time. Recapping our top story, again, computer security experts around the world are now racing to patch one of the worst software vulnerabilities discovered in years. That critical flaw is an open-source utility widely used by government and industry. Experts say it is already being exploited, and a fallout from it will not be known for several days. Millions of servers have the language code installed in it, and it's used by servers to log user activity. Cybersecurity experts say users of the online game Minecraft have already exploited it to breach other users by pasting a short message into a chat box. There is more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.